Morning Watch, Monday. The Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 9. God's Judgment upon Egypt and Babylon. Related Verses. Jeremiah 46:25. Jehovah of Hosts, the God of Israel, says, I will punish Amon of No and Pharaoh in Egypt and her gods and her kings, even Pharaoh and those who trust in him. John 17:14-16. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you would take them out of the world, but that you would keep them out of the hands of the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Romans 8:6. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. Romans 12:2. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. 1 John 2:16-17. Because all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the vainglory of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. 17. And the world is passing away, and its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Titus 2:11-13. For the grace of God, bringing salvation to all men, has appeared, training us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in the present age, awaiting the blessed hope, even the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Suggested reading. The book of Jeremiah shows us that God's elect Israel was very much involved with the nations. This is a type of us, God's New Testament elect, who are very much involved with the world in its many aspects. The nations in chapters 46 through 51 typify 9 different aspects of the world. Today, the world has even more aspects. Jeremiah presents us such a picture so that we can live a church life that is not polluted by the different aspects of the world. We need to know how to have a clear separation from the world and not be wrapped up or mixed with any of its aspects. God will come in to judge the world in all its aspects and to make a clear distinction between the church as his elect and every aspect of the world. According to Galatians 6:16, we are today's Israel. Around us are all kinds of aspects of the world. We need to ask ourselves, what aspect of the world we are involved with. We may be involved with the desire to help others through humanitarian efforts, or we may be occupied with enjoyment of worldly amusements. In either case, we are away from God. The sequence in which Jeremiah covered God's punishment on Israel and his judgment on the nations is very significant. First, Jeremiah spoke concerning Israel's sin and Jehovah's punishment on Israel. Then he spoke concerning God's punishment and judgment upon the nations involved with Israel. In speaking concerning the nations, he mentioned Egypt first and Babylon last. This indicates that in God's view, the world is first Egyptian and then Babylonian. However, according to historical sequence, Babylon began first from Babel. God called Abraham out of Chaldea, the land of Babel, into the good land. But later, when Abraham became weak, he drifted to Egypt. Babel is the origin, the source of man's worship of idols, man's rebellion against God, and human self-exaltation. After these things began, the world became Egyptian, with Egypt signifying the world in the aspect of making a living and having entertainment. At Babel, man rebelled against God, worshipped idols, and exalted man's self. But at Babel, there is no way to make a living or to have entertainment. Hence, according to the sequence in Genesis, Babel is mentioned first and then Egypt. During the time of famine, Egypt was nearly the only place that still had food. Egypt was a place of security and enjoyment. The book of Jeremiah presents us a picture of God's coming in to punish and judge the nations. According to this picture, the last nation to be judged is Babylon. When God judges Babylon, his judgment of the nations will be complete. Around the church, typified by the people of Israel, are the Egyptian world and the Philistine world. The Egyptian world attracts those in the church by their making a living, the pursuing of worldly enjoyment. These distract the church people from God's economy and from God as a fountain of living waters. Jeremiah presents God's economy to us, that we may turn back to our source and origin, the triune God, as a fountain of living waters. Then we will enjoy him, and we will receive his dispensing into us for the accomplishment of his economy. God will then take care to keep the world away from us. Today, in our church life, there should not be anything Babylonian. We should clear away any rebellion against God, any exalting of ourselves, and any worship of idols. Then we will be God's elect under his dispensing to enjoy him. Instead of enjoying Egypt as a good place for our living, we will enjoy the triune God, and the church life will be our living. In such a situation, we will be blessed by God.